I'm standing outside what's really a Yorkshire institution. York has always been one of my favourite cities, and somewhere that I've been coming to for what seems like forever. When coming to Yorkshire as a child, to come and see my grandparents in West Yorkshire, we would come to visit the Castle Museum or the Jorvik Museum or York Minster, or to walk around the walls. And then later on in life, I came myself on my own to walk the streets and see the river and have days out, some of my earliest days out on my own, travelling from my grandparents. And then later still, I spent 3 years in York at university. And throughout that time, there's one constant, pretty much. Well, there are probably lots of constants, but there's one really important constant, and that is Betty's Cafe Tea Rooms here in St. Helen's Square, York, a true Yorkshire institution. I'm not sure what it is about Betty's. I'm not sure if it's the fact that it's reliably always there, always familiar, from the wonderful choice of tea and cakes to the sort of Yorkshire meets Switzerland food, rosties and macaroni dishes, but with Yorkshire brack or simnel cake or various wonderful sweet treats. It's also the wonderful service. There's always seems to have managed to strike the right balance between service that's there when you need it, but not all enveloping, not suffocating, as many places are. And another constant there is the maitre d'. I understand he's called Alan, and he's been with them for 39 years apparently, and certainly as long as I've been coming, I remember him going down the queue, asking people what kind of table they wanted, etc., managing the queue, welcoming people to Betty's. And it's wonderful that in this day and age, when so much changes, that something stays relatively the same. I came here quite a lot when I was at university. I think a good chunk of my student loan went to Betty's. But I haven't been much since leaving. I'm not quite sure. I think maybe once or so in the last 6 years, which, given the frequency I was coming before, just seems incredible. And a few things have changed since then. The menu has changed a bit. They no longer offer a changing seasonal specials menu, but rather apparently change the whole menu every 3 months or so. I think that was really the main thing that had changed. All the tables had changed. Tables along by the windows are now square instead of round. But apart from that, this is the same Betty's that I always remember, and it's so wonderful to come back to somewhere which is so reliably the same. So anyway, I'm now wandering back to York Station, heading over to West Yorkshire, before heading home this evening. I'll leave you with the sounds of the pedestrianised area here in the heart of York.